For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Yes, yes, get your freak on. Get your freak on. Hey, Missy Elliott used to be the shit, man.
I love her.
There was also work. I'm not working.
Oh. For my people.
Yeah, for my people.
And this is Timbaland on production.
Yeah.
Oh no, Timbaland used to just be like killing it. Everything that Timbaland like, touched.
Because Timbaland also did, he made Justin Timberlake.
Cry Me a River.
And apparently, and that
Nelly
song. I stand to be corrected. Apparently, that song was beatboxed.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Cry Me a River was beatboxed. I stand to be corrected. Yeah.
I know, he's got so many hits. We'll be here the whole day if we're to talk about his hits.
Aaliyah. Nelly Furtado.
Nelly
Furtado as well.
Yeah. But between him and Pharrell, who do you go for?
Timbaland. Nah, Timbaland.
I go for the Vampire Chief.
Timbaland.
Vampire Diaries.
No.
Vampire Diaries.
Oh, no, you
Diaries.
Know what he's doing now? He does music for Empire.
That's Pharrell.
No, Timbaland.
Timbaland.
Timbaland does.
Because you know what's funny? Oh shit! Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah,
podcast and chill.
Yes,
hello.
How are you doing? We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. We got so much to talk about.
How do you say we are here? Like
Rione.
Rione.
Yeah. Oh. So ni is plural. Oh. I mean, it's singular, and then Rione is plural.
Yeah.
Rione.
I just know Ati Debi.
Ati Debi.
Which means I don't know.
Ati Debi.
It's like when the people went and they were stealing from Zulus and Kosas and Sutus and whatever.
Like Andisi.
I mean. But we love Vendor people anyway.
Yeah. Welcome to the channel. Do subscribe. Do comment. Good to have you back. We've got so much to talk about. Oh, man. Where do we begin? Okay, let's start with the elections. What was
Can I finish
takes?
What I was going to say?
What are you going to say?
Because I was going to say something.
Okay, say
and then you interrupted me.
Say it. Like
as you normally do.
Like as always.
Thank you very much.
We've got 40 more minutes to go to interrupt you.
40 minutes, boy. So, I was saying that Pharrell, the song that he made, I think it was Despicable Me. I don't know if it's the first one or the second one.
Mm-hmm. Happy.
The Happy song.
Happy song.
That's actually my alarm. And upon waking up to that song, I actually have a good day.
Wow.
Do you know what made me not just have a good day, but a good weekend?
What?
Makro. That special was for me. I think the custom makes it for me.
Oh, Makro made South Africa.
You see, my friends know I'm an alcoholic, so they sent me that thing in the morning, and then I saw the special.
By
the
way, I sent it to you.
No. I sent it to you.
No, I sent it to you.
No, you didn't. Labs sent it to me.
Big ups to Labs, by the way. We love Labs, man. Yeah.
But for those who don't know what the special was, it was
a gin. Two 6-packs of Hunter's Dry and
Gordon's
tonic.
Gin. And free tonic as
free
well.
Free tonic,
yeah.
Yes.
Big ups to Makro.
All for $200.
$200. And the special hasn't ended.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It ends on the 20th.
Fuck me, they're trying to kill us, man.
No, Mare. Whatever.
They're trying to kill us.
Wait.
Guys, so, let's all go.
No, but do you know who's going to benefit from this though, right? It's the nurses, the Metropolis. Because normal people get paid on the 30th. And got 11.
And all the government workers.
And the government workers is because got 11 and the money is out.
Ah, guys. So, okay, yeah, the podcast is out tomorrow,
I think that special was for unemployed people.
And she was first in the queue.
Didn't anyone see you there? Oh, were you hiding? Huh?
No. There's a guy actually. Who recognized me from the podcast?
Ah!
It's like, hey, Mac G, how you doing, man? I'm like, good, man. It's like, love the podcast. How's Len? I'm like, Len's good. It's like, why are you here? I'm like, Do you need to ask? Yeah, do you need to ask, my G?
I mean, it's true,
you know?
I mean, no, I'm just here to I'm here to take surveys, eh?
Yeah.
No.
But anyway, quickly, I just want to talk about the Champions League, man. Fucking hell. I know we never talk about soccer on this channel. But last week, dude, if you're a soccer fan, it was probably... Jeez, what a crazy week.
Aren't the roller coasters. Aren't you supposed to have, like, a soccer channel?
Yeah, we're doing a new.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we'll be waiting the whole year.
Godot, by the way. Do you know the book, Waiting for Godot? Okay.
Okay, no.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you know the book Waiting for Godot, just tell them about it.
Just like we don't know about it.
Because Godot never arrives.
But when are you going to release this?
Exactly.
Because Godot never arrives. So it's a book about somebody who's waiting for Godot, but Godot never arrives.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Godot being
waiting for Godot.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
But the Champions League, like I was saying, probably one of the best Champions League I've ever seen. Oh, it's crazy, man. Who do you think is going to take the final? Liverpool, Tottenham?
Anybody but Liverpool.
Nah.
Yeah.
Ah, but they deserve it.
But I'm conflicted though because Spurs, London team, I support Arsenal. And I can't have them win the Champions League and sort of like throw it in our faces kind of thing. So in Liverpool, their supporters are annoying. Liverpool supporters are annoying.
I'm a Man United supporter and this was the worst year to be a Man United and Kaiser Chiefs supporter.
Ah, no. I can speak for Kaiser Chiefs. They are nowhere.
Who's that again?
What are these colors you're wearing, Len? Eh?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. This is Borussia Dortmund.
Ooh.
It's a German team.
Okay.
Very good. Very good team.
Very good team.
They've got a new kit out, by the way. Big ups to Puma, man. Love the kit. Looks very dope.
But anyway, enough about soccer. I'm going, my money is on Liverpool to win the league as much as it pains me to say it.
Oh, no, they lost it because Man City won it.
The Champions League,
oh,
I mean.
Okay, cool.
But I think they're going to take it. That team is
I support
I've
the
never
winners.
Seen a team like that.
Yeah, you support the winner.
I support the winner.
So you're an ANC support?
No.
Oh, okay. But they are winners.
We didn't talk about elections, ne?
Yo.
They are winners.
They were. So now that you voted, are you allowed to say who you voted for because the elections are done?
I voted EFF and ANC, but one was provincial, one was...
Why country. Did you vote that? Why?
Huh? It's... I wanted to... This is probably going to reveal why I did what I did or who I voted for in relation to how I split my vote. I want parliament-wise, because that's where a lot of policy is sort of like put into place and all of that. So I want parliament and policy that are put into place to be disrupted by those who have a voice and who have seats. And province wise, okay, cool. I voted for ANC province. And the reason I did that is because the ANC provincially, there's a lot of guys who are anti the ETOLs because ETOLs not hit me personally.
Of course.
Not just you.
Well, everybody. But
everybody.
Like it's a topic that's very close to heart.
Yeah.
And I know your Paul Mashatiles, your Kanakimang, David Makuras are very anti the ETOL. So provincially, the ANC is not for the ETOLs.
Mm.
Okay.
But nationally.
But it was
got...
implemented under their watch.
Yeah, exactly. That's
it was Jacob.
Somebody needed to pay for that move.
You know? Now we're swimming
machines
in debt.
That were used. No, but because, I can totally relate to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Likewise, I also voted, okay, nationally, I said UDM, just to disrupt,
the
like
general.
You said. Yes. I went for the general.
Man,
know?
I just can't wait for the day that in these elections, there's a party that represents us as young people, man. Like, there's no party that resonates with me. The ANC are bullies. You know,
if I started a party, would you vote for me?
Of course, definitely. I'd be the first in queue.
So you'd register.
Oh,
next
definitely.
Time. You'd register.
Yeah, I'd register.
Okay.
I'd be there.
Okay, cool. So I think.
But you get what I'm saying?
I get you.
We need
I get
a new
you.
Face, man. We need change.
I think we just need young people.
We need young people.
But exactly. By not voting, what does it automatically mean?
You're voting for the ruling party.
Exactly.
So you voted ANC?
Exactly. You see, now this is why they won. It's because of you.
No, but I realized people like me, because I saw a lot of people like actually voted for EFF on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We are enemy of progress. Because if all those people actually voted, we might be speaking a different language.
But the
because Juju is president on Twitter. That's where it ends.
Like.
It's all of you like voters.
Retweet. Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You must get up in the morning and go stand in that the damn queue. And my queue was actually not that long. Well, I cheated the queue. No. I did not vote double. I did not vote double. I voted once because there was alcohol waiting for me at the house. Before the macro special. Yeah. So what I did was, a friend of mine was at the voting station before me.
Yeah.
And then she kept a place for me on the queue.
Yeah.
So I got there. It's one of those, you get there, like, hey, how you doing? Cool. And then we start chatting. And then before you know it, like, I'm there. And they're like, hey, where's your ID? And then people at the back are looking at you on some... Check. You skip the line. And they got there before me.
Yeah.
So that's as far as cheating that I did. But yeah. I voted properly. I did not vote twice. Voted once.
You voted once?
Well, I voted twice because I had two better papers.
But, okay.
Like, yeah.
So, did you see Aldrin Simpoise interviewing that racist party?
The ones who gained seats.
Yeah.
The Freedom Front.
Yeah. Yeah.
The brown people.
The brown people. Who are the brown people?
We are the brown people. That, no, you know, he sounds like one of those guys that uses the K word behind closed doors.
which he does.
Eh? Which K word?
Kafir.
Oh, okay. Mm.
What are the K word?
Which other one is there?
Claustrophobic.
Closed.
I'm kidding. It starts with a K. I mean, it starts with a C.
Claustrophobic.
Curricular.
It's not Game of Thrones, bro. They throw around the C word like it ain't nothing, man. On Game of Thrones.
The C word. Oh, yeah. The cunt.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Yeah, cunt.
Yeah.
You can't. Your mother's a whore.
And it's okay. It's Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but if Tyrion Lannister says you can't do this, I mean, it's a C word, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But in a nutshell, your perception, on elections?
There's a lot of hullabaloo. Mm. I've been waiting to use that word for the longest time. There's a lot of hullabaloo from all the smaller parties about the double voting thing that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But
as I Google hullabaloo.
Don't make a hullabaloo about the word.
Then you'll just be laughing alone later.
There's a lot of hullabaloo from the smaller parties. Big ups to the EFF for gaining traction.
Exactly.
I think they're taking some voters from ANC, ne?
Yeah, they did.
NDA to a degree. Because I think with the Freedom Front, the Brown People Party, they gained a lot of the DA's voters. Core. Conservatives.
Yeah.
Conservatives. Yeah. Because I think they think that the DA is not core to their beliefs, kind of thing. So,
I mean, they've got a brown person.
Yeah, they've got a brown person as a president. So, yeah, other brown people voted for the brown president.
You know,
and
that nigga, he's serious. He's like, no, we got some votes from the brown people. I was like, what do you mean by brown people? People? Black people? No, brown people.
It has been proven. there is a research, but yeah, it's.
Imagine his daughter brings back home a brown.
What are a brown person doing in the house?
Those are the snow bunnies when you chat. You're like, I'm doing it for my dad. I'm doing it for my brown people. I'm Mandela.
Mandela.
But speaking about brown people and the Freedom Front, right? Did you actually check out the whole thing? Yeah, Steve Hoff Mayer, because I get a DSTV mummed him.
Mm.
Or they like they're not gonna broadcast anything where he's involved.
Yeah.
And he decided him.
Basically, yeah, he's been muted.
And he thinks he can fly. But like So, Steve Hoffmeyer went on Twitter and then encouraged other white people.
Yeah.
To mum DSTV. And
does he have that much influence?
No, Steve Hoffmeyer's big, bro.
Yeah, no.
He's big. Mm. Yo, he's big.
Not
bro.
With the brown people.
No. That way.
That other side.
That way. What should we call them? The pink people.
Yeah.
That But yeah, basically Steve was just being a box in Afrikaans and a duos. he just said, like, no, like, cancel your DSTV subscription, and if you do, I'll give you 10 grand.
Wow. Yeah.
Imagine
what
that.
What a privilege.
What a privilege.
Mm. Now, here is the twist to the whole thing. There's a Rugby World Cup coming. You can only watch it on DSTV.
Yeah,
a lot of Afrikaans people love rugby.
Yeah.
So who's the duos now?
Yeah.
Him anyway, and his people.
Oh, dude.
That's Leon Schuster.
Yo, I realized the power of social media last week, guys. Because I'm not one to like rant on Twitter and stuff, you know?
Okay.
If ever something happens, I just keep it to myself and I keep it moving.
Keep it going.
Like,
keep it flowing.
Like the water.
Like so last week, of me.
2 weeks ago.
Now you know you'll never
Steve,
meet
you're
yourself,
a duos,
eh?
By the way. You're a duos, brah. You're a duos.
So do you think when he goes home, he goes, "Kum nande kai."
I don't know, bro.
Oh, gosh.
Does he have a choice? Oh, multi-choice.
Anyway, so I bought a charger.
Okay.
Because mine fucked up from Takealot 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then last week it just blew.
For your vibrator or for what?
No, for the MacBook.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
As if I have a vibrator.
I wouldn't
well,
know.
Well, we wouldn't know.
What would I have a vibrator, guys? Which guy didn't know that has a vibrator?
For some
zzzz. Some maybe it spices up your thing.
You know?
Your people.
Any
I don't
additions,
know.
You know?
No, I don't need, they, I don't need that.
Have,
I don't
have
need
additions
that.
In the bedroom.
No, man, I've got a peso.
Oh, now you are the
I'm kidding. I just knew you'd love that one.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing.
You had to admit something.
While we're on the topic, before you bring up how you got charged, Ghost Lady, do you have a vibrator as a married person?
I'm so scared of that thing, sir. I'm so scared. You.
But you're not scared of the real thing.
Eh? No, 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 no. Because the real thing works too well. Never.
Vibranium.
Yeah, keep vibranium, baby.
You've got the Black Panther at home, huh?
Yes,
hi, guys. Yo.
So you've never had a vibrator?
Never.
And any of your girlfriends?
My girlfriends?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it, but it's like, yo, guys, do you want to replace the real thing? Kum nandik.
Multi-choice.
No, but girls are fluid now, hey?
Sorry.
Some zzz action is always good. Hmm? Mm. So you got to do what you got to do.
So we can't ask you about vibrators because you've never used one.
But I know how it looks like.
Do you know how it feels
yeah,
like?
Yeah, I know what a Ferrari looks like. I've never driven one.
Oh, okay. But some things, I guess you can imagine how they feel.
I've imagined myself in a Ferrari, but like...
Waiting. Have you read the book Waiting for a Ferrari?
Since you've been waiting for a lot of things, they ain't coming. Touché.
Fade. That came very fast.
But anyway, so listen. Where was I? Takealot. Buy the charger, right? Blows out, boom. So I decided, let me go into it and rent.
So your charger blew up faster than you did.
Sure.
Oh.
Damn it!
Shit! Is this you, Len?
Now we need to make him blow up. How? How? Try something.
So.
Go to who?
So I rent. I'm like, guys, I bought this charger. It's not working now. I can't upload the podcast. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Within 5 minutes, literally, they were like, please give us your reference number. We sold this out, blah, blah, blah. Within a day, I got a new charger.
Oh, sweet.
Viva social media. Viva.
So that was, I was like, fuck, social media is powerful.
And big ups to thank a lot, man, for being able to do that.
Yeah.
So do you think we can make you blow up like your charger?
What do you mean?
Like, we want you back on radio. We do. Like, I'm not saying that because I'm your nigga and
shit. Yeah.
You know?
Most definitely.
What does that do? Take a lot in charges now.
No, yeah, but you need to blow up.
We want you to blow up, chief.
Just like your charge.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot.
Yeah.
On that note, hashtag blow up MacGyver.
Blow up MacGyver, yeah.
So, shit. Yeah.
No, like can 947 who's kind of what's a guy's name?
Ravi.
Yes, Ravi Naidu. Like, if you're listening to this, please, like,
hashtag
we know
blow up my guy.
He has taken a lot. But like, please take it.
Ravi doesn't watch this. Come on, guys. No, please take him.
You'd be surprised, eh?
Nah.
You'd be surprised.
I know he's on Twitter. If people like tweeted him, yeah, perhaps.
What is handle? What's
at his Ravi 947.
Okay. At Ravi 947, tweet him and tell him at Ravi 947, blow up MacGyver.
Exactly. Hashtag blow up MacGyver.
Hashtag blow up MacGyver.
Yeah, I know he loves Twitter. It's like his gospel.
Is it?
Yeah.
Even hashtag take a lot today since they reply so fast. Somar.
So don't forget, hashtag blow up MacGyver, like his charger.
Exactly.
So imagine I get back on there because of that hashtag. That would be crazy.
But don't forget us now, though.
Please. Superstar.
Someone actually tweeted me, what's going to happen to the podcast when Meg gets a job? God, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
We'll be waiting for you at the parking lot to record.
Oh
my goodness, you guys are crazy.
You think you're going to be a douche when you go back to radio?
Nah. I've never been a douche.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll still know us.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Guys, you're acting like I'm getting a job.
Blow up MacGyver, hashtag.
Hashtag.
Anyway, did you guys see that whole Instagram thing? They're removing likes. They've actually started this in Canada. So going forward, I think they're doing a trial run. If it's successful or not, going forward, you might not be able to see likes on Instagram anymore.
Oh, poor damn. Sally. I was just about to say, like, damn.
Not just her. Our Instagram babes. Influencers.
Poor Michali. Now she's going to be grounded.
You know. Back to F.
Instagram is fair. Like flies are fair.
Careers,
hey? No, I actually don't see what the fascination is. No, I don't.
I'd risk it all for me. Sally.
All.
Everything. Oh, it doesn't have much, but like, it's okay. But
get a job first.
Yes. And a charger. Oh, he's got one now.
Miss Sally is beautiful. Oh, yeah. She's okay. Do you think she's the next it girl?
She's a?
The next it girl. Because Bobananga are getting old now.
Yeah.
You think she's the next it girl, ne?
You know, no. If she behaves. Mm.
If she's grounded.
Yeah. Mm. She'll be.
She thinks she's fly. Yeah. She hasn't taken off yet.
Hey, what did you drink today, woman? Give macro.
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 No, but like, I think she's just getting ahead of herself.
Yeah,
she's getting ahead of herself with the incident that happened. Apparently, she was causing a whole
fracas. Scene,
a fracas.
Mm. Yeah,
hey, you've been reading. Yeah,
mm.
Okay. Yeah, she was causing a whole fracas with the
airline. A halabaloo.
A halabaloo. You know, so like, don't get ahead of yourself. And it's gotten to a point whereby now you think you can get away with nonsense and then blame it on a racial incident.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But not everything that happens has to be taken back to
racial.
Yeah.
A racial incident. Yeah, yeah. Like, sometimes we just need to be fair
and adhere to rules.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. In the same manner, I'm actually going to. This one we have not read. I'm going to superimpose the Michali thing with the Trevor Noah, Julius Malema thing.
Yeah.
Right? So if... Yes, I know the power of the media.
Hey, we lucky, le Trevor.
Yeah.
We lucky, le, oh.
Yes and no.
Yes.
Trevor has made so many jokes about Jacob Zuma. Mm. It was funny. We all laughed.
Yeah.
Trevor made a lot of jokes about Caster Semenya. It was funny. And we all laughed.
Yeah, but they were all facts. When it all boiled down and he undressed everything, it was all facts. But now he's not spreading any facts.
No, but
there is no white genocide.
No, there is no white genocide.
Exactly. So it's not a fact.
But he did not say there is white genocide. He just quoted Julius Malema saying that we're gonna take the land, what. And I just forgot word for word what he said, but he said not yet or something along those lines. I stand to be corrected. I am not supporting what he said, or I think he's a villain or whatever, but
And you got to bear in mind that his platform is huge, dude. Everybody in the world watches that. So now when people watch that, after watching just that segment, we are close to this. Close to home. But just watching that segment,
no, I get you.
You'll think these brown people are fucked up in South Africa.
The brown people.
And they are dwarfs.
The brown people are killing the pink people.
The pink people.
So what I'm saying
is killing us got pink Tony.
Did you get the Hunter's Dry or the Hunter's Gold?
Hunter's Dry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, going back to before I digress, it's a case of, as people, we also need to be responsible. Because that's why fake news is fake news. Yeah. Because people have noticed that you can say something and people will jump onto it. You need to be a person who scrutinizes whatever it is that you read.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Like when the macro special thing happened.
Yes.
I did not believe it.
Yeah, but there was no scrutinizing.
And until you saw
people, I saw trolleys.
Trolleys.
I'm like, this is true. I must go to macro and take a lot.
And I'm the one who bought it for you.
And take a lot.
I'm the one who bought it.
Because I need to be charged this weekend.
Because I was there in the queue. I was about to pay. I'm like, who else do I know that's an alcoholic? Len. Len, do you want? Yes.
So you're calling me an alcoholic?
Ah, standard.
No, you're only an alcoholic.
Birds of a feather flock together.
You are only, when are you? No. You're only an alcoholic once you admit to having a problem.
Please, fuck out of here. We've had this discussion before.
Is that why you want to quit?
We love gin, and gin everybody knows you. It.
And gin loves us. Except Kanyimbao's gin.
Have you had Kanyimbao's gin?
Apparently it sucks.
Dude, I was actually with her this past weekend.
With her?
Oh.
Yeah, I was. Well, she was guest appearance, and I was DJing.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So you were gigging?
What?
You were gigging this weekend.
I was trying.
Says Figgy.
So I love Kanye Rebets. Like, Kanye's so cool.
I think she's hot.
She's hot. She's cool.
When are you interviewing her?
I would still not risk it all for her, though, but she's hot.
I've been trying since last year.
Us?
And then...
What, to lay her?
I don't think I'm a type, chief.
Yeah, because you don't have money.
Get a job.
Or a Ferrari.
So, hashtag.
You know?
Oh, no, it's a Lamborghini, actually. Sorry, it's not a Ferrari.
Yeah.
What was I saying, man?
You were with Kanye this weekend. Drinking a gin.
No, I wasn't drinking a gin. We drank it last week at your voters' bri.
Oh, yes, because I had ladies a post-voting bri thing. Yeah,
those little
ladies. And how did you make it to the bri?
He jumped over the fence, this bastard. So bastard! One of the things that Malema said
To
one of the journalists.
Get
out!
Get out!
Bastard!
Get out, you bastard!
What was I saying, man? What was I saying? Oh, yeah, but her gin is horrible. I love her as a person. She's a great girl. But that gin is the worst gin I've ever had. And I've had like a lot
of... How does it taste like?
It tastes like perfume.
Oh, it's horrible.
Perfume? Mm.
Okay, wait. No, sorry. Not perfume. It tastes like air freshener. I don't know why
that's
you would,
even worse.
I don't know why you would taste air freshener, but you know, like aroma, how it's like when you spray psh, and then it's like lingering in the air, and you happen to be going out of the bathroom after taking a dump, and then like
it just lands there.
And
your
I can't understand where she's coming from.
Oh, okay.
I can't understand where she's coming from because I could be wrong, but from the outside, it looks like they approached her.
The bottle is nice, though.
The bottle is nice, yeah. The design
The bottle is regal. Yeah. It looks very premium, proper.
But I think whoever made the gin approached her so she can be like an ambassador.
An ambassador.
A face.
The face of the
gin. Because I don't think if Kanye were to come up with a gin, she'd come up with that.
Yeah.
She'd come up with a way better recipe.
It's still called I'm Kanye.
Hey, man, when you gotta secure the bag, you secure the bag,
exactly.
Dog.
Yeah, you know,
I ain't sucking on that.
Everybody got an alcohol now these days, eh?
Yeah.
There's your Bonang, House of B and J.
That's also horrible.
There's J something.
Oh, his gin is nice. It actually won an award, an intentional award.
But
I can't oh, his gin yes.
is nice. No, but Jay something is a cook.
Yeah,
he's so
yeah.
he knows about
so he knows flavors, that, yeah, the flavors. All the things that goes
into making. No, but Bonang's...
No, that I can... Yeah.
I don't think I'm the target market for Bonang's thing because no, I don't drink MCC. No, she's not interested MCC.
In you. Nah, I just say... Also guys, there's an MCC that's delicious out there called Crone.
Oh, Crone is nice.
I love my Amarula. Oh, that's
Amarula?
Ooh, you haven't had Amarula in years.
I always have.
I always Amarula. Look at it as like a... I'm broke.
I'm broke.
Oh shit, it's been about 10 minutes and I still want to play a game.
It keeps me going.
What else do you want to talk about? Oh, I want to talk about that strip club that's now serving chicken feet and...
The one in Durban.
Yeah, the one in Durban.
With Nina.
With Nina. You know like...
Ah, what? Repeat.
With what?
Nina.
Nina. Oh my God.
You're so
lesson 101. Man.
I must take you to Durban with me this weekend.
Are you going to Durban?
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to Durban this weekend.
Oh. Rich gang. Hey. Then just last week you were in Cape Town. Devon. Even I can't afford Devon. I'm from Devon.
So you know like how Kenny Kunene used to put sushi.
And yes. Now when I get to where I'm going, I'm not going to be grounded, but carry on.
Yeah. He used to put sushi on models and eat sushi.
Yeah.
So they're doing that, but like with chicken feet and
of course, yeah.
Linas and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
And they put the force by the coochie. And it's uncooked, so you go and you're like, I want those chicken feet, those runaways.
So from the body, it can go to the pots, and that's where we...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's parfait. Keep parfait.
Keep parfait.
Runaway pussy.
Yeah, Baba.
I want to talk about the Res Makoti. Did you guys say about...
Who's that?
Who's that now?
You don't know about the Res Makoti?
No.
Let me read the story for you.
Is it the girl, the 80,000 girl?
No, that's the girl who got lobolded.
For 80,000?
80 grand.
Jesus Christ.
Where's the Res Makoti story? Oh, here it goes.
Hey, lobola is expensive.
On it's social media, one social media user posted an appreciation post on Twitter for his girlfriend. The man spoke about all the things that his girlfriend does for him. He also said the girl cooks for him and makes sure that he studies for his exams. He said, when I arrive, she always gives me the biggest hugs, biggest hug and says, King, your plate is in the microwave. Today she made a mean spaghetti meal. He also said, I had to write a test in order to qualify for my exam. She did not have to write the test yet. She stayed up late with me studying. We slept for 2 hours.
Okay. And this
is my court. So Black Tudor was having a...
Are you serious?
Yes.
So what is? Are they married now?
No, they're not married. They're just dating. But they're she's the dating. Res Makoti.
She's the Res Makoti.
Yeah, so she's in res to be a Makoti to this guy.
Oh, wow.
Instead of studying.
Instead of studying.
I never stayed at res, actually. I stayed off campus.
Is it?
Yeah. You see, this is the problem with women who want to do all of these things for free. Huh? That's how you end up being a res Makoti.
Yeah, you must get the 80,000.
Exactly. So get that lobola first.
80,000 is a lot.
How much was your lobola?
It's a lot. Huh?
How much was your lobola?
It depends with negotiations, right?
No. Yours.
I can't remember the figure, but there was a strategy with how my dad worked it, right?
So I'm sure your husband saw the figure.
Oh, no, he did. Hey, he cried.
Which figure were you talking about? But carry on.
Basically, right? So it's like, okay, a cow. Like the family would ask for, let's say, 10, 50 or whatever. 10
15 cows?
No. Oh. Okay, I think in my case, I was at 9 or 11. Like, I'm not
sure. Yeah. Oh, cows can go between, were they bulls?
No. So
Isbaya. What is Isbaya?
That's the negotiation part, right? That's the, Isbaya is your crown now, where your cows, you know.
So you guys have an Isibaya?
No, but now it becomes financial. So like if let's say cows...
It's not literal cows, though.
Yeah, you know. So let's say a cow is 10,000. So it's like, okay, the family will say each cow is 10,000 and we want 10 cows. But then the negotiation part is, can we charge per cow 5,000?
Wow.
Then times it by the 10. That's how we get to 50,000. So it's how well can you negotiate.
Can I lobola with sheep? Or chicken?
No. With the model. Divorce by the coach.
Wow, I should have had a girl, man.
Yeah, no, you must get a
this
girl
is
now.
A business.
Start working, huh?
Baby, let's get a girl.
See, if I had a girl now, lobola.
And two.
Baby, we're broke. Let's go.
So wait. I'm
for
actually,
Marco special.
I'm actually interested in something, ne? So if you live in a residential complex, like estate or whatever, in when they do a vulamlum, do they do it from the
security?
Do you get a code to come in? Or do you come in and then we do it by the gate? How does it work?
Oh, that's a good question.
No, they'll get the securities probably in it. Like,
so for you to get the code, that's the vulamlo.
You do it by the clubhouse.
Yeah. Or by the clubhouse. Like, how the hell do you do it?
Yeah, white people would be mad. Yeah, the pink people. The
pink people. What are the brown people doing? This is so wrong. Security.
This is why we'll never get the land, right?
Exactly.
No, we deserve the land. Yeah. We deserve the land.
Vulamlo Metro nearest mall.
Meet us, come back. Yeah.
And alcohol is actually
you'll be there pushing a trolley.
Alcohol is a big thing.
Of course.
With vulamlo.
Of course. Yeah.
So if you're getting married anytime soon or you're going to negotiate for Lobola, make sure you make your way to your nearest macro. To get the gin. Because exactly. Bo Angele just want to... Bottom club.
Exactly.
Bottom club.
Yeah, bo.
Hey, not that I know. I'm not married.
You're pushing macro today. What is it? You're a macro influencer.
Lenki macro influencer.
Maybe you don't know. Maybe you got a bag and we don't even
you
know
exactly. Do you have subscribers? Eh? How many followers do you have? Helen, Helen.
Macro or micro?
Oh, macro.
Macro. Oh, macro influence.
Yeah.
Macro. Yeah, I got them. Yeah, big up. Make sure you make your way to your nearest macro because they're selling gin and 2 Hunter's Dries and. Gin,
yeah.
I mean, sorry, not pink gin. Tonic. Pink tonic. Yes.
Pink tonic.
All right, let's
for
play
200
game.
Grand.
Let's play game. Yes. Speaking about macro influencers.
Okay. Yes.
I'm gonna ask you about real influencers.
Oh, all
Instagram
right.
influencers, right?
The real ones.
I'm gonna tell you about
grounded ones or not.
Ah, we
do. Do we have the music?
Yeah, the music is playing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, in the background. Hopefully.
Come, let's take off.
Let's go. So I'll read you a celebrity's name and then you must guess how many followers you think they have on Instagram.
Pa 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 pa.
Alright, here we go. Jessica Nkosi.
Ooh, Jessica.
Did she give birth recently?
Yeah,
she did. She's got a beautiful baby.
Kanakeman on Isibai.
Is it on Isibai?
Mamdlunkulu.
I forgot her other name.
I remember from that show she did with
She's the
queen.
She's
cool.
She's hot.
I'd risk it for her.
Risk it all.
Yeah, I'd risk it for her.
Before we play the game, did you guys hear Zoda Wabantu married a 17-year-old?
That boyfriend of hers.
Yeah, they're married.
They're married now.
Yeah, she's a cougar now.
Oh, Jesus.
Wasn't she always?
She handled that guy like the way she handles her savannas. You know?
It's old, you but know? You can fuck it.
Exactly.
It ain't dry now. It ain't dry. It ain't dry. Oh, she's loco though, but yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, Pesita, how many followers do you think he is? Oh, we didn't do Jessica Nkosi. Did you take a guess?
She's over a mil.
A mil?
Mm.
You?
Is it? Okay, 800,000.
Yeah,
800,000.
She's got 1.6 million.
Jesus. Mm-mm. You see?
How do you have 1.6 million people following you? That's insane.
Because they like you.
They like
wow,
you.
That's a lot of people, man.
Wow. Mm.
That's more than some stations have listeners.
You see, you can bring YFM your 702. Listeners.
No, that's for real. I was actually looking at the...
Is that your serious face? You just pulled a serious face.
No, for real. I was actually looking at the latest REMS.
Uh-huh.
Radio audience measurement, whatever. I don't know. I forgot what REMS stands for. But like, mm-hmm. it's a mechanic radio. That they use mm-hmm. to actually determine how many listeners stations have. And YFM, I think, is sitting on about 300,000. 702 is sitting on like 300,000 as well. The only above mole, I think, is
Ukhozi FM.
Ravi Naidu.
How much is 947?
It's just above a mole.
A mil, is it?
Yeah.
Well, if they take me back, it'll be a mil and now 13,000 subscribers. You know exactly.
Exactly. You know?
Shit, I've got a tag. Okay, cool.
Hashtag.
She's got 1.6 million.
1.6.
Yeah, you did.
Maps Maponyani. Take a guess quickly.
Maps Maponyani.
Maps Maponyani.
1.2.
Maps Max. No, Maps is just over. No, he's just under remote.
Is it?
Yes. I know this for a fact. He's just under remote.
Oh, you did a campaign with him recently,
no? No, I was meant to.
Oh. Yes. Okay, cool.
He's just under remote.
906,000.
Is it?
Cesar Lomo. Take a guess. Cesar Lomo.
Sizwe Lomo, 1.5.
1.5, yes.
No, Sizwe is over a million. I think it's 1.2.
I think I checked the wrong account because it says 46,000.
That's impossible.
That's impossible.
That's impossible. I checked the wrong account, but it's verified, dog. Sizwe Lomo.
Does he still have the same picture?
He's wearing like a Zulu attire. Like king what? Sizwe Lomo. It said 46,000.
He's actually a newsreader now.
Yeah,
That's weird.
See, 46,000. Blue tick.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Interesting.
46,000.
But then again, he's not big into posting pics. Like on Twitter,
maybe
it's a different story.
Maybe Twitter's got a bigger following here. Yeah.
Because he's got an opinion on everything.
La Sizwe.
Everything. Oh, La Sizwe. Yeah, ne?
Who's that?
Oh, gosh. I knew I was waiting for that. And I don't know how to describe it.
How can I describe
it? Is it Sizwe's brother?
Like little Sizwe. Little Sizwe.
No, but who's La Sizwe though?
He's a social media influencer.
Is he micro or macro?
He's like Dipopo.
Who the fuck is Dipopo?
Ah, come on now. You don't want to miss this, nana.
No, honestly. The only thing I know about, and I didn't even actually watch the interview that you did with him.
Yeah.
I just know you said you were going to interview Dimpopo.
And he pushes Fanta. I know Fanta is the face of Dimpopo. Fanta. No, not Dimpopo.
Oh, you mean La Sizwe?
La Sizwe.
Yeah, doesn't he act as well now? So you got big from social media.
Social media.
And then now he's just getting all these gigs, like TV, blah,
Is he grounded?
He's actually Kanye Mbao's little cousin.
I thought you were going to say he made the gin.
Probably. That's why it's so shit.
He mixes.
No, but guys, who's La Sizwe? No,
he's Kanye Mbao's
Google
brother.
Him, dog.
I think, yes.
Can't be talking about La Sizwe for 5 minutes. Yeah. You know. Google him, man.
Okay, maybe he's got
and
a big following.
Last one. Oh,
1.2. I don't know. 1.2, 1.5.
You?
50,000.
477,000.
Oh, wow. Shame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are so many people wasting their time with somebody who's... What the fuck does he... What has he done? At least Sizwe has an opinion on everything.
You sound like a Bali dog. What is this Instagram? What do we have to like?
No, you're not going to be liking anymore.
There's no more likes.
And then lastly, Percy Tau.
Oh, Len would know.
Why me?
You're so happy, Paul.
My people.
Nice. So I support him when he wins only.
Okay. He won Player of the Year in Belgium, by the way. Oh shit, it's his birthday.
25th birthday, yes.
Okay.
Oh, he's a youngster. Percy's probably about 500K.
200?
80,000.
And that's he's got 400,000. I fuck off. Yes,
sir. Because of Kanye Mbao now, you see.
Yeah. But anyway, we are here. This has been Podcast and Chill. We appreciate you guys watching. Do subscribe. Do comment.
Thank you, guys.
Do
comment.
Hashtag blow up MacGyver.
There you
hashtag,
are.
Hashtag, yes.
Blow up MacGyver. Don't forget
and
to
let
tag.
Our macro influencer.
Yes. We are ginning in the type of thing. Pink tonic, Hunter's dry, what. Don't forget. Tag at... You said Ravi947.
Yeah, Ravi947.
And Ravi947. Tag
you guys are going to give me
and then hashtag.
Get a job.
Hashtag. Blow up MacGyver.
Just know I'm going to be banned from the building.
What? Because you blew up.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile. Empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See MetroByT-Mobile.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get our unlimited plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune in to Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and Walmart.com.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.